USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden says the Department of Justice will appeal a ruling from the U.S. federal judge in Texas that would halt new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. Judge Andrew Hannon ruling Friday that the program was illegally crafted by former President Obama back in 2012. The ruling currently does not affect the nearly 650,000 people already enrolled in the program that protects those who were illegally brought to the U.S. by their families when they were young from deportation. President Biden saying in a statement that the ruling was deeply disappointing. And the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says it will not enforce the newly re-administered indoor mask mandate in L.A. County. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said he would not expend already limited resources to enforce the mandate, which he said is not backed by science. The Los Angeles County Department of Public Health reissued an indoor mask mandate, even for people who are vaccinated, amid an increase in COVID-19 cases blamed on the Delta variant. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House made a point this week to call for more cooperation in the fight against COVID misinformation online. Brad Bernards explains.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki suggested Friday that people on social media shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if they post misinformation online, namely about COVID-19 vaccines.
Our message to everyone who's sharing misinformation is that the steps you're taking are irresponsible. They could lead to people getting very sick and people ultimately losing their lives. Why don't we all participate in a process that will help provide accurate information out there?
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the bootleg wildfire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it about 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor have provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands attended a rally Saturday in Havana to support Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel after a week that saw the largest anti-government protests in the island nation in decades. Díaz-Canel told the crowd that hatred being espoused on social media was behind the week's protests. His government has blocked many social media platforms in the country since Sunday's uprising. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that's one way that the U.S. can help the Cuban people. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that getting open internet to the island and allowing the Cuban people to communicate with each other is vital in supporting the freedom movement.
The Biden administration should be doing everything in its power to A, do not negotiate with this regime, B, give support to those that are the leaders of this uprising monetarily, somehow get them the money they need in order to keep doing what they're doing. Third, and probably most importantly, they need to establish internet connectivity inside Cuba so that the Cuban people can communicate with themselves freely without government interference, and they can also communicate with the rest of the world. So if they go back in the streets and the Cuban government and the regime tries to crack down on them, the entire world, can see what the Cuban government really is all about and how they remain in power. And hopefully the opinion of the world will turn against the Cuban government, and then hopefully that will lead to change in Cuba.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.